from William Tausch.
So, Jason, before we break that down,
begins now.
My guy Gear Falcon tweeted at me.
Gear Falcon,
and basically just wanted to know, you know, he's intrigued with the Elton Jenkins and Zach Tom conversation.
Uh-huh.
And just wanted to know the differences between center and tackle. And I would tell you this. Center is easier on a day-to-day basis because you're not going against great pass rushers consistently. But center is a hard position. Mentally, you have to be the leader. You have to be directing. You have to, A, snap the football and not screw that up. You then have to take steps. If you have to reach a nose consistently, it's the hardest block in football. You have to be athletic enough to get up on the next level. But the big thing, you better be smart as a whip, and you better have a great understanding of what you need to do, and you need to make sure all of your guys need to know what to do. Tackle, that's where you put the athletic, you know, guys that you just put out there, hey, block that guy. Figure out a way. Center, you got to work with guys. You got to combo block. You got to make sure you know what you're doing. You have to play with better leverage. Things happen fast in there. Those are your two biggest differences. That's why you're looking at wrestlers and Scotty Wells, why he was such a good player, and Flanny, because they could bend, they could move, and they're smart as whips.
Which position's more important, though? I mean, I understand they're all important.
Well, let's start with this. If you don't get the snap up, and we've seen this, Wisconsin, some issues with some snap timing things.
Mm-hmm.
But left tackle is the most important position by far.
Is center more important than right tackle?
No.
Okay. But
you're asking the wrong question, though. The question is, where is it more likely I can find somebody to play?
Okay.
You're more likely to find a center than you are to find a really good
center. Well, that's the same answer then.
It is. But if you ask me, I want Kelsey playing center because look at what the difference he can make. You have somebody really good. It changes all your blocking schemes.
I know. But if you think it's easier to find one of them, then go find someone as good as Zach Tom that's a center, right?
Okay, Elton Jenkins. Just found him.
Okay, well, you would say center's more important than left guard?
Center's an important... Listen, they're all important. Center's a very important spot. I would say center... You can make a great argument is
after the
second
tackles.
Is the second most important spot. I am a biased right tackle. But if you want to talk just logistically, you can make a really good argument that center is the second most important position.
So explain to me how the Packers drafted Scott Wells in the 7th round. They drafted Corey Linsley in the 5th round. Don't forget they drafted J.C. Tretter in the 4th round. All good players. And I would argue that the three that I just listed, all better than the other centers that they've had in recent memory, right? Better than Josh Myers at this point, right? Frank Winters was an old war horse, right? They picked him up in Plan B free agency. I think you'd make the argument that Mike Flanagan is as good, if not better, than the other three that I just mentioned. I don't know. You played with all these guys except for Linsley and Tretter.
You make a really good argument. Mike Flanagan might be one of the most underrated players that we've had through.
Yeah, I agree. All right, back to our rankings. What exactly do you want to change?
Well, put them up. The spot, I don't think anybody's going to argue with our bottom five.
So here,
the bottom five, Eric Stokes, Dayton Jones, Derek Sherrod, Demarius Randall, and Justin Harrell.
Looks good to me.
I mean, if you look at this, out of the bottom 10, you have one offensive player. Is that right?
out of the list, you have Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, Brian Bulaga.
and Derek Sherratt.
Derek Sherratt. Yeah.
So there's only four offensive players in his whole group?
But when they draft offense, oh boy, top
oh
six.
Oh boy, they get Derek Sherratt.
I'll tell you what, defense doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Somebody should give Goody that note. I think those are easy. Ha-ha struggled. He was not.
He went to a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, so did Trubisky. I don't look at. I think when you look at those guys, I think all of us would say, would have liked more. Van Ness and Wyatt, it's not fair to put them where they're at, but it's the reality. This is 2024. They have room to grow. I think Lucas Van Ness can be a stud. I think Devontae Wyatt has the wiggle. He's got a little jiggle. He can get back to the quarterback. I think he is going to love this new scheme as well. So you have two guys that have a very good chance to jump up in these rankings, but it's going to be tough to climb. You got some great players ahead of you. So this list shows you exactly what the NFL draft's all about. You have studs, and this is why the Green Bay Packers have a championship and why they've been great for a long stretch, because they've gotten the top 10 are all very good to fantastic football players. Then you have four or five that are kind of yet to be known, and guys that have been good, solid NFL players. Savage, good, solid player in this league.
Uh-huh.
And then you have some complete busts at the bottom. And it's not always just due to that they're not good players. Injuries and stuff happens to them. That list is a great personification of what the NFL draft is all about.
I tend to agree with all of that. I do wonder how many of these guys, Aaron Rodgers special, Clay Matthews special, Kenny Clark special, Jordan Love potentially special.
AJ Hawk special?
AJ Hawk was a very good player. And I would have no problem with him being at four had he been drafted 28th. But I don't want to relitigate that.
Thank God. Because I do, and I know our fans don't.
What I would really like to relitigate is how important defense is in today's NFL.
So is Jordan Love a better draft pick than A.J. Hawk in your mind, Jason?
But here's the problem. Like
after their first 5 years?
Right.
No.
And the problem
is not.
And again, I don't want to rewrite history. But Jordan Love has turned out, based on his second half of last season, to be potentially a fantastic NFL quarterback, and it is at the most important position. At the same time, I don't think that how he has turned out in 2023-24 changes the critique that was valid at the time, which was you had a team that had reached the NFC Championship game. You had a team that in turn reached the NFC Championship game the year that you drafted Jordan Love and got not even backup snaps out of him. He was the third stringer. And you lost both of those games, that there was probably someone who was on the board that had you picked them, perhaps you win the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean that Jordan Love was a bad pick. He clearly wasn't. But the return on investment in the short term, I don't think that this changes that completely. You certainly are glad that he looks like he's legit and really, really good. Because had you done that and he turned out to be Mitch Trubisky, that is not good for your legacy if you're a general manager. So the fact that he's turned out good makes up for the timing of that selection.
So let's remind people, and I'm not going to compare this because Jordan Love's a much better player than Mitchell Trubisky ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Trubisky led his team to an NFC divisional playoff loss. Or was it a wild card?
I don't have to check.
Trubisky, they lost to the Eagles in the first round.
Okay, first round, but he was a Pro Bowl quarterback. Jordan has not gotten to a Pro Bowl. Now, you can say that's dumb and everything else, and I agree. But we've seen Jordan Love for one season. Mm-hmm. So for everybody that's saying, he should be ahead of A.J. Hawk. No. He shouldn't. Not as we sit here right now.
For his time in Chicago, he played in two playoff games. The Bears lost both of those. Jordan Love has played in two playoff games. The Packers won one, and they lost one.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the problem with doing this now is that whether it's Lucas Van Ness or Quay Walker or Devontae Wyatt or Jordan Love, we don't know what they are.
What's the highest? Let's say they pick a nice offensive tackle this year. What's the highest Jordan Love could be after next season on this list?
Look, I'm very much pro Clay Matthews. I think that he turned out to be a fantastic player. I think Jordan Love could be three as soon as next year.
See, I think he'd be up to two.
Yeah, I'm not.
He goes and wins an MVP and they win a Super Bowl, he's two.
Is there anything he can do to get to one?
No, he cannot get to one.
I will give you this. If he wins the MVP and the Packers win the Super Bowl, I will agree with you.
I think if he wins the MVP.
I don't think that's what's going to
happen. I
think
if he wins the MVP, he's two.
Clay Matthews made perhaps the most important play in the game that you won the Super Bowl. If it's about winning,
quarterbacks trump outside linebackers. When you win an MVP, that puts you in rarefied air.
Okay. Do you think he's winning the MVP this year?
I think he's got a good shot at it.
I think we're getting.
Where are his odds?
I bet his odds are carts in front of horses.
His odds are top 10 right now.
His odds are top 10.
That's what I'm asking.
I would agree.
I don't know.
Yeah. I can get that for you.
So the bottom line on this is you look at this, and I think Jordan Love, from where he was, if we would have done this last year, he's sitting at 13 or 14. He's not ahead of Nick Perry. He's not ahead of Darnell Savage. He would be ahead of Lucas Van Ness, but I think, do you put him ahead of HaHa? If we did this same exercise,
he wouldn't have even played at all.
That's my point. He's still ahead of Justin Harrell, Demaryius Randle, Dayton Jones, and Derek Schrott.
Yep, sure, because you wish they hadn't played. Yeah. For the record, the current NFL MVP odds. Let me scroll down here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Jordan Love is seventh. Seventh.
What are we getting on that right now?
Plus 1,300.
I think the Wildy and Tausch crew should put $100 on it. I don't know how that works in the state of Wisconsin. I'm not 100% sure.
$100.
We can go to our choice of legal establishment to do it at, or we could drive to Dubuque or Illinois.
There's a sports book at Potawatomi.
I think it is a worthy bet.
All right. Just so you know. Right behind him, Dak Prescott, plus 1,500. Your guy, Brock Purdy, 1,600. Jalen Hurts, 1,800. The players that are in front of Jordan Love. Now, remember, this guy got
Lamar Jackson. Just guessing. I want to guess to see how many I can get.
Sure. Yeah, both. Mahomes is number one, plus 750.
Josh Allen.
He's number two, plus 800.
Burrow.
He's number three, plus 900. Lamar Jackson is four.
So there's only two more ahead of him.
That's correct.
Is Jalen Hurts ahead of him?
No, he's behind him.
Who else is be ahead of him?
Christian McCaffrey?
No, he's not ahead of him. Who got a new head coach that a lot of people have been talking up as
Herbert?
A quarterback? He's plus 1,200. So
I feel much better about putting a one spot on that. Oh boy.
I was going to say Geno Smith.
And then the last one is Goff.
It is not. It's CJ Stroud.
Okay. Those are fair.
So there are your odds. Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think it's
Aaron Rodgers plus 2,500.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't think that's a great bet. I think if we look at this. And if we think that the Green Bay Packers are going to take that next step, Jordan Love is going to be a top three. And all of a sudden now at top three, if you get that at 1 to 1,300, that's pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I'm putting him at five instead of seven. I'm fine with that, top five as the odds. So, these odds are... Like, it's great that we put him in the top five of projecting it, But the bottom line is those other four guys could all have great seasons too, and he's not going to win, right?
Yeah, that's life.
I understand.
That's gambling.
But if we're going to put, that means if he's not going to win the MVP, are you putting him ahead of Clay Matthews? If they don't win the Super Bowl and don't, he doesn't win the MVP, does he deserve to be ahead of Clay Matthews on our list? Okay.
No.
I just want to make sure we agree.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we agree.
Yeah.
We need to play trivia. I assume it's Clay Matthews trivia or maybe AJ Hawk trivia. No?
No, Jesse? Tier 1 Tyler did not know we were going to do that as a topic today. So
AJ Hawk trivia tomorrow, Tyler.
That's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday tomorrow.
Can we push it back?
You can.
No.
I'm not in charge of trivia.
Wednesday
you do whatever you want.
No. Friday, you guys do whatever you want. How's that?
Well, it's 3 days from
do
now.
Do it on Friday. Do whatever you want on Friday.
We're not doing it when you're gone. We got to do it Thursday. Before you leave.
All right, so once again, I'm...
Caller 50.
I am serving a suspension this week, so Tyler made trivia. Today's category...
Not a great performance yesterday.
And let's see how today's go.
Overcorrection. He didn't bring any bubbler over to Buck and Honey's. It's been a tough three-day stretch for Tyler.
Well, he didn't bring any over.
No, he didn't. Didn't even stop by.
I'm feeling even better about my decision now. All right, so
sports
what's the...
and presidents is his category he came up with
my
today.
Oh, my God.
Sports and
Gerald
presidents.
Ford trivia 2.0.
It might be in there. You never know. Sports and presidents is his category he created.
How many presidents are we up to? 47? 46?
I don't actually know. I think it's 46.
It's 46.
Okay. Caller 10, 4 plus 6. Caller 10, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 10 to play Wildy and Tausch trivia. Tausch, you want to tell us a little bit about Coors Light while you're sitting there?
I'd love to. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold package, because it's made to chill. The mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans, they turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it's Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What was that exactly?
What were you just doing?
What do you mean? Just doing my reads, baby. Just doing
okay.
My reads.
Yeah, nothing weird.
Nothing at all. Very much your normal voice. When do the Brewers play the Pirates? Maybe that voice will come back as the Pirate voice. Caller 10 right now, Tier 1 Tyler Trivia. Sports and presidents is the category. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Tyler, trivia. Tyler was a name of a president. I wonder if that'll be part of this. Caller 10 right now. We'll play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn it back around.
I just want to confirm. We had a Justin in Milwaukee on the show yesterday, Justin Garcia. Is he eligible to play trivia?
That's a good question.
I mean, he's not technically part of the show. Like, he's a guest on the show.
I think he'd be eligible.
I believe ESPN Wisconsin and Good Karma Brands teammates are ineligible to win contests.
Is he? Is he our teammate? Or
yes.
Is he work for the Bucks? Or
he's
does he
got
work
an
for
email
us?
And everything. He's a teammate.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
How do you not know that?
I do know that. I was trying for a little bit of a shtick. I'm sorry that you didn't enjoy it.
Oh,
let's play trivia.
You really didn't know. You really didn't know.
I knew. Yeah, I really knew.
Jesse.
Justin and I are pretty good buddies, actually. We talk a lot.
You can check the official contest rules, whether you know things or not, at ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
Tell me two fun facts about Justin Garcia, non-Bucks related.
He's got
Don't bring up potluck dinners.
He's either. Got an incredible shoe collection, and he loves wrestling. The sweet science,
those
he
are
calls
both,
it.
I think most of our fans could have said those
okay.
two things.
Yep, you guys are pretty good buddies. Correct? I am. I was wrong. All
I'll
right.
tell you this. I talked to him on the phone privately more than I talked to you. He calls me sometimes.
Okay, great.
See how I'm doing.
Kudos to y'all. I didn't know you two were such good buddies.
I get one-word responses when I text him. I don't think he likes me.
I got a one-word response for both of you.
What is it?
Trivia. Time for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant, another one of my good buddies. It's Justin in Milwaukee. Justin, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, but you don't call that much, Jason. So.
I know. I've really fallen out of touch with you. That's on me. I'll wear that. I'll do a better job. We appreciate you reaching out to us for trivia. The category, Tier 1 Tyler Presents Sports and Presidents Trivia.
You guys are going to wish I was back after today.
If that's the case.
Well, it can't be worse than Blake Bortles trivia.
It can be.
Oh, is that you on Bortles trivia?
Yeah. Yep. Not even his mom's going to answer those questions. Thanks for that.
That was a while back.
That is a great callback. Oh, my gosh.
Where would we have ranked him? Blake Bortles is a Packer. He's a first-round pick. He's after Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Is he? He's ahead of Justin Harrell.
Matt Coonan texted in, the years they didn't make first-round picks were better than some of the guys at the bottom of the list.
It's not wrong. Not wrong. All right. Justin, I don't know how this is going to go. Tier 1 Tyler is such a good friend to Jesse that I think he's tanking so Jesse could feel better about how bad he was and will want him back.
If you really knew Tyler, you would know that's not an option for him. He plays to win.
All right, question. Well, he's not my Tier 1 buddy like Justin Garcia is. Question number one, Justin in Milwaukee, is this. Truman the Tiger, named after Harry S. Truman, the 33rd president of the United States, is the mascot of which university?
I think he put these out of order. I think this is actually the toughest question.
We don't need you defending Tyler.
I'm just saying.
The question is read. Let's see if Justin gets it correct.
Okay. Truman the Tiger, the mascot of which university? Is it Auburn, Missouri, or Frosted Flakes U?
It's Auburn.
Oddly enough, it's Frosted Flakes University. No, it is Missouri, at least according to the information I've been given. I'm a little concerned at how decisively Justin answered the question.
Auburn is also a Tiger, so
yes.
I can totally understand. That was a brutally, brutally hard question. So maybe you might be right, Jesse. All right, Justin, which president was in office when Super Bowl I was played in 1967? Is it Lyndon Baines Johnson? John.
It's Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dang.
Well, we got one.
I was going to go through all of the middle names of the next two presidents,
Let's do it.
JFK and Richard Nixon. And you got it correct with LBJ. Right.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Richard Milhouse Nixon.
That is correct.
Yep.
All right. Question three. I don't know the middle names of some of these presidents, so maybe Tausch will chime in for them. In 1935, which future president declined contract offers from both the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers to pursue law school instead? Was it Ronald, I don't know his middle name, Reagan, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, or Gerald, I don't know his middle name either, Ford?
Hmm.
1935, declined offers from the Lions and Packers to go to law school.
I'm trying to remember how old Ford was, so I'm going to say Ford.
When in doubt.
Always go Gerald Ford on this show. Savvy maneuvering. All right, Justin, you got two out of three. Blake Bortles sends his congratulations to you. You get three of the possible four entries into our drawing on Friday. We appreciate you playing, buddy. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
I'm being told that President Truman is from Missouri, so it is definitely Missouri. We have that fact correct in our trivia question. So,
good.
Thank you, John Kerry, for that information. Not John Kerry, the presidential candidate. That's Wilde and Tausch trivia.
John Kerry's running for president?
No, John Kerry once did. Don't you remember? Got beat by Bush, didn't he?
2004, I believe.
So, how do we feel about 2 days so far of Tier 1 Tyler trivia?
I like it. He's
you crushed
he's
him for yesterday.
Things up. Yeah, yesterday sucked. Today was better.
Jason had to help him with changing the answers to the first question.
To make
well,
it funny.
Well, if he really wanted to, he would have taken Auburn out. It kept Penn State, Missouri, and then put Frosted Flakes, and he'd have gotten it right. So Jason actually didn't help him.
Well, yeah, I did make it. I did take two Tigers. Yeah, I thought that was fair. Do you want me to do trivia the rest of the week? Or maybe just Friday, because you don't give a damn about Friday.
There
show.
You go. We're all on the same page. No, I'm not going to sit here and besmirch Tyler.
You besmirched him yesterday.
Because yesterday they were boring and they didn't bring anything. I learned something today.
You critiqued him harshly yesterday.
Yeah, he deserved
what
it.
Did you learn today?
But you're not going to besmirch
him today.
Guy.
Truman's a Missouri guy.
He learned that from John Kerry. In fairness.
You thought it was incorrect when we first asked
no,
it.
No, I didn't think it was incorrect. I thought there was some. It was going to be a little tricky is all I said. And it is. Both are Tigers.
What did you think of the Frosted Flakes you ad-libbed?
Not bad.
Ad-libbed?
I thought that was pretty good. One of your better ones.
It was great.
That's not bad either. We'll get to Wonelli next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. Baby, I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
The time has come for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, guys, I have a question for you. Trivia time, since I'm not asking the other questions.
There's a lot of besmirchment going on.
Who is Mark Dagnolt?
Mark Dagnolt. Give me some context.
I was on ESPN.com and saw that Mark Dagnolt received recognition yesterday.
WNBA commissioner.
That is incorrect.
I'm not eligible for this game.
You know it?
Well, I saw the story yesterday. Sorry.
All right.
He is the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Who is Taylor Jenkins?
That one I don't know either. Coach of...
He's the coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, who was... very nice fellow, but an obstructed view if you have the David Gruber seats.
Nice. Mark Dagnolt, coach of the year for the number one seed Oklahoma City Thunder. When you look at the Western Conference, Tausch, Mr. NBA, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, and of course Denver, the reigning champs up at the top, while you have some of the biggest star power with Golden State and the Lakers involved in the play-in tournament. Is this good or bad for the NBA?
It's great for the NBA.
Tell us, NBA insider.
No, it's great. And I don't fully understand the concept of people thinking that this play-in is dumb. It's actually beautifully orchestrated. The old way of thinking, one of the two teams is going to get in. So really, you're playing off one spot for three with three teams. And win, you're in. So Golden State stunk for a vast majority of the season. Draymond had all kinds of issues. They couldn't get it together. And instead of just being a 10 spot and heading home and heading to the golf course, they have a chance to have a chance. Just like the Lakers did last year. And the Lakers got in and got all the way to the finals. The Miami Heat, I believe, did a similar thing.
Correct.
So it gives you a chance to have a chance. And that's all that you ever ask for in sports, is a chance to have a chance. It's a beautiful thing. The play-in is the best thing the NBA has done in the last 20 years.
Now, the NBA insight we get from a Tausch bomb like that is incredible. You're right. You're 100% right about the play-in. My question for you would be, as someone who believes in the sanctity of regular seasons in other sports, does the play-in tournament not undercut that slightly?
It does a little bit, but not a ton. Not that much. And by the way, once college football decided to say, to hell with it, I've said, to hell with it.
Entertain me!
Yeah. Listen, man, you learn in life, you can pick these battles and you can fight them, and you can be miserable, and you can spend money, you can scrap, and you can go. And at some point, you just say, you know what, man? I mean, it's not that serious. Just enjoy it. I'll try to make it better. I'll try to bring this to the show. And, you know, if there's ways I feel like I can improve it, I can be ignored. That's fine. I have ways that'll fix the NBA. I have ways that'll fix the NFL. If they want to take it, great. But if not, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to enjoy the heck out of it. I'll watch the Lakers try to beat the Pelicans tonight. And I hope they lose and have a showdown at the Staples Center or whatever they call it now.
Crypto.com Arena.
I asked you guys Packers questions about salaries. You have no clue. I name a stadium from 35 years ago and you guys both chime in like it's blue. But I would love to see the Warriors play the Lakers Thursday night at the Crypto Center.
Crypto.com.
Whatever.
Arena. It's not from 35 years ago.
It was the
name of the
Center
today.
The whole era of Shaq and Kobe. It was the Staples Center.
How do you know a name of an arena from 35 years ago and not a
because
salary
it was
of somebody
on
today?
Constantly. Show.
If I may.
Kobe.
Crypto.com.
Phil,
which I don't even know
Rambuses.
If that still exists.
Lamar Odom.
I can't
Pau
tell
Gasol.
You.
This isn't even that long ago.
Ron Meta World Peace Artest.
It's a decade.
Can you tell
Rick
me?
Rick Fox. Eldon Campbell.
Oh, good one.
I think Eldon was way before that.
Can you tell me the home of the Golden State Warriors?
No.
I can't either.
So, I can, but it's a name of a bank we don't prefer around here.
Didn't they used to play at a place called the Cow Palace?
No idea.
I mean, not the... Maybe.
Whoa, Nelly!
I've never heard of it. Oracle Arena is what they used to play.
No, the Cowbell Palace was up in Sacramento. Phil Jackson got driven nuts. He wore those the little earplugs because the Sacramento fans banged the hell out of the cowbell.
No.
And then Will Ferrell got up and said, more cowbell. And it was fun.
That's what happened?
I think you're conflating about six different stories there. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
No, Sacramento was cowbell country because they said that. But just a bunch of idiot farmers
it's not
up
the
there.
Cow Bell
and
Palace.
All the fans
it's
took that personal.
It's the Cow Palace, which I believe is in San Francisco.
What?
Yes.
Oh, good one.
What?
Whoa, no, I
it's not a good one. That's
good
where it's
one.
Located.
Cow Bell Palace.
No! You're the one who keeps saying, you're not, I don't like what you're hearing. I never said Cow Bell Palace. You did.
Corn Palace on the way to South Dakota. Part of your South Dakota
Mars
trip.
Mars Cheese
in.
Castle on your way to Illinois.
Yeah, you get that
Fisher.
Corn. A lot of corn.
Whoa,
corn
Nelly!
Pass.
Within 1 hour of being drafted number one overall by the Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark's jersey sold out on sports apparel site Fanatics last night. Will the phenomenon continue into the WNBA
yes.
season, Tom?
Yeah, she's a star, man. She is a star. I thought what the WNBA did... old girl from LSU.
Angel Reese.
Yeah, looked phenomenal. They did the whole thing upright, man. They had it red carpeted, fashion everywhere. And the good thing is, they said it's kind of that next generation where they're going to move the game forward. I believe them. You have rivalries. They're going to expand. The league is going to expand. Then I wondered, can Milwaukee get a WNBA franchise?
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. So what Caitlin Clark has done is has brought a lot of people that were maybe at best casual fans. They are now in. Now it's up for this product to continue to push, make it better, and have it where they set a new floor for what that viewership and everything's going to be. And Caitlin deserves all the credit for it, because I think without her, would it have grown? Yeah, but not the massive growth that we've seen the last year and a half.
Agree with everything Tausch said there. I was still looking up more about the Cow Palace, which has hosted a number of different events in the greater San Francisco area over the years. I will say this about Caitlin Clark. I hope she continues to grow the game the way you're predicting, and that she doesn't just go to the NBA and there's not the bump of interest that she gave college women's basketball. I hope that's the case.
You just saw the jerseys just sold out. There is a time. You have your moment. Now you better take advantage of it.
Correct. I think you're kind of agreeing with me. What do you got on that piece of paper there that you keep holding up?
You mean the show sheet?
Yeah, well, there's no way you'd be looking at that.
Run of show. It's how we stay structured around here. Everybody knows.
Yeah, I don't understand what...
I feel like you're out of live reads, and
no,
I know
I don't
you
have
don't
any
look...
lives left. Yeah, no, I'm just looking at the show sheet.
And I know you don't read the show sheet.
No, I do when it's printed out in front of my face.
Oh, okay. My bad. We'll wrap things up next with Tausch and a show sheet. It says there, the last segment is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Tausch, what does your show sheet say we're doing at the end of the show here?
It says, say goodbye, special thanks to Evan Cohen, and looking forward to Brian Bulaga and Homer tomorrow. That's what my show sheet says.
I don't have the say goodbye part. I must have missed that page. We've covered a lot of ground. We covered Jair Alexander. We covered the idea of the Bucks blowing things up if they don't win their first-round playoff series. We covered our 20 first-round picks since Aaron Rodgers, beginning with Aaron Rodgers in 2005.
So if I force you to move one or two players on that list, you're moving Jordan Love to three. Is that what I read into your sayings?
And I'm putting Brian Bulaga ahead of A.J. Hawk as well.
Oh, so you got Bulaga at four and A.J. Hawk at six.
And Kenny Clark at five. Yep. Okay. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Wow.
Maybe Ha-Ha Clinton Dix gets to move up ahead of Van Ness and Wyatt only because he went to a Pro Bowl and those guys are at the beginnings of their careers. All right, that's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. We look forward to Homer and Brian Bulaga. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.